And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Fred Black. When I was in fourth grade, we lived at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. There are only a few things that I clearly remember from those days. One of them being that I attended Dwight David Eisenhower Elementary School, and his grandson David did too. But the dominant memory was the agony of not being able to do cursive writing very well. As a left-hander, it was pure agony to be forced to write like the right-handers, and my hand would drag across the paper and smear the ink. How many times did I hear, "Connect your letters better," or "Follow the guide cards that were on display all around the room"? Now, I hear that North Carolina wants to put cursive writing back in the curriculum, and they appear to have all sorts of noble reasons for doing so. Maybe there's some benefit to learning cursive, but I wonder if it's the best use of the limited time that our teachers have to help our kids catch up with other nations in math and science, as well as master all those other core curriculum courses. Some proponents offer that it will help students learn to sign their name. Now, I've seen plenty of signatures by people in those generations that were forced to learn cursive, and most of them are totally unreadable. I hope when the General Assembly uses their supermajority to pass this, they understand what they have truly handed are underpaid and under-resourced teachers. Oh, and teachers, when you teach this, please be patient with my fellow lefties. This is Fred Black.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.